Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, saints, this is a beautiful Monday morning, and this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and I'm excited about Bible study again in the beginning, Genesis 1. Get your pen and your paper ready, amen, and we'll go right into, amen, the teaching right after word of prayer and scripture reading. My thought for today is coming out of the book of Psalms. And the Bible said, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee, and send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion." Hallelujah. "Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifices, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel." Lord, I love you today. "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Amen. That is a very powerful, amen, scripture. When you're going through and the enemy seem to want to just invade your space, amen, the Lord hear you and he sends you help. Amen. He knows all about it. Amen. Praise God. And I love him for that. Father, we just thank you right now. I magnify you and I give you glory. I give you all the honor and all the praise because you're worthy to be praised. I bind and rebuke every witch and every warlock today. I bind and rebuke every unclean spirit, every spirit that's been sent out over the airways. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And ask that you would move by your spirit, God, and send forth healing and deliverance, God. Send forth, amen, your will and your word. Send the angels forth that they might perform it in Jesus' name. And God, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I give you all the honor and the glory. I praise you, Lord. You're worthy. I praise you, Lord. I lift you up. You're worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve today, saints. I praise God and I bless his holy name. He can do everything but fail. Amen. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. We've been speaking about creation. Amen. And we had talked about the Big Bang and also evolution and what men need to understand that there is a God. It ain't there ain't no other identity on this earth that's of any importance but God. Amen. And the devil, amen, himself know that God, amen, is God, and he fears God. Amen. And while God was creating the heavens and the earth, Satan was up there trying to make havoc in heaven, trying to get all the angels to follow him, so that he can be come their God and their Lord and be God over the heavens and the earth. But God, amen, threw Satan out of heaven. Amen. And he's residing in the second heaven and in the first heaven and over cities and states and nations trying to defeat the will of God. But I got something for him. Amen. And I want to tell him out front. You are defeated. You can't whoop and you can't win, God. And I thank God for that, amen, because everything that God has created, amen, he created it, amen, for his glory, amen. And we, as the body of Christ, need to understand creation. This ain't no Big Bang, and amen, and this ain't no evolution. So I had last finished with the earth crust, and then I talked some on the Big Bang and evolution and stuff like that. But we're going to talk today about the abundance of the elements on the earth's crust. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is an abundance of elements that on the earth crust itself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Given the abundance of oxygen and silicones in the crust, it should not be surprising that the most abundant minerals in the earth crust are the silicates. Although the earth materials must have had the same composition, that's what they believe, as the sun originally, and that's not true. Amen. I will go into that in great detail. Amen. The present composition of the sun is quite different. Amen. The element composition of the human body and life is general and it's quite different. Amen. Praise God. And let's look at the elements. Amen. An approximate percentage of by weight. Oxygen, 46.6%. Silicone, 27.7%. Aluminum, 8.1%. Iron, 5.0%. Calcium, 3.6%. sodium 2.8, potassium 2.6, magnesium 2.1, and all the other elements are like 1.5%. The common elements important in living organisms, amen, they vary different, amen. Like that's the percent in human bodies, amen. Hydrogen is 9.5%. Helium in it's just got a trace of helium in our bodies. Carbon is 18.5. Nitrogen is a trace of a 3.3. Oxygen is 65%. Sodium is 0.2%. Magnesium is 0.1%. Phosphorus is 1%. Sulfur is 0.3%. And these are the elements that are in living people, amen. That's an important part of the maintenance of our body, amen. We need these, amen, in order to live. Chlorine, 0.2%. Potassium, 0.4%. Calcium, 1.5%. And iron is the trace of iron, amen, that lives in our, amen, in our bodies, amen. But there are other elements, amen. Aluminum, amen. Sodium, magnesium, titanium, hydrogen, phosphorus, fluorine, carbon, sulfur, zirconium, nickel, zinc, copper, and this is just a few of them. Lead, tin, that's on the earth, amen, amen, on the earth's crust, amen. Uranium, bromine, silver, mercury, gold, rhodium, and these are just a few. I'm not naming them all, but these all consist of the earth's crust. Amen. And with the earth crust itself, amen, we will begin to go into the teachings when I get into the reading the scriptures and give you a greater in-depth of a man. Amen. We didn't evolve from apes. Amen. We did not evolve from apes. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. Amen. His theory is widely held notion that all life is related and has descended from a common ancestor. The birds and the bananas, the fish and the flowers are all related. That's not true. Darwin's general theory presumes the development of life, amen. Let's see, I've lost my space, amen. Had to turn that computer down. Of life from non-life and stresses a plurally naturalistic descent with modification. That is complex in what he's saying. Amen. We didn't evolve from apes. Amen. We didn't evolve from birds and bananas being of the same family and saying that they evolved from one another. So Charles Darwin's theory was very out of context. And I know if he was living today and knew God, he would go in and he would rejoice at God, amen, and his creation, and amen, how he created the heavens and earth and mankind. Amen. And we are a complex human beings as far as being structured. We have our veins and arteries, our lungs and liver, amen, and all of that, and I will go into great detail about that as well. But Charles Darwin's theory, amen, was very out of context, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just give God the glory and all the honor and all the praise. On tomorrow, I will speak more about the earth's crust, amen, and the theories and how they don't line up with the will of God. And then we will begin pretty soon to go into the scriptures, and I will give you in-depth study of it as well as the references, amen, that will follow what God has spoken in reference to creation. You know, I don't know about you, but as far as myself, I made up in my mind over 20-something years to follow God. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not been easy. I've had everything happen to me but death itself. Amen. I've seen sorrow after sorrow. I've seen joy as right along with it. But the Bible said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And I'm inviting you guys that don't know Christ to pick him up, amen, and allow him to be Lord over your life for what's getting ready to come down here on earth, amen. And if you don't have a God, this devil will kill you because that's his main purpose. He hates God, and he hates us. Don't never think a devil is in love with you, because he's not. He has no feelings and no emotions. He's only driven by anger and hatred, amen. And when he was cast down, amen, on earth, the Bible say a third of the angels followed him. And I guarantee you those third that followed him are literally mad at him for causing them to miss out on such a wonderful God. God is so gracious and he's so merciful. If we go to him repenting for our sins and give him a chance to prove who he is, because he's real. Not only is he real, but he's true. Amen. He don't speak nothing but truth. So let's give God a chance. Let's turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, amen, while he is near, while he's calling. The doors are open. All you have to do is say, "Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I repent for my sins." Amen. And if you have children, repent for them too. And I know that you died on the cross for me, that I might have a right to the tree of life. And I'm willing to accept you. I'm willing to learn about you. And through my trials and tribulations and persecutions, because I've made you the Lord of my life, I know that you're going to take care of everything. Saints, I'm telling you, that was the best experience I ever had. And I know you will have it too. I love the Lord. And he first loved me. So have a great day. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.